This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Last week we talked about fake news, and there's just so much ground to cover there, Jasmine, that we thought we would continue on with that topic, at least for a little bit here.
Yeah. The prevalence of fake news is, I think, becoming very alarming to me and to people who are journalists, and I think it should be alarming to people who are consuming news on a regular basis or even on an irregular basis, because we base all of our decisions on what we're told, what we know. When that comes to, you know, going to the ballot box, when it comes to deciding on how we're going to raise a family and where we're going to shop. When we have fake news, it becomes a big problem, because the biggest problem is that a lot of people do not know what fake news looks like, and they are not questioning it when they're seeing it. And they're sharing it. I don't know if you guys have had the same experience, but plenty of times I'll be on social media and I'll see maybe a family member share something and I go, hey, I don't think that's real. That's not a site that is a news site. And oftentimes I'm thanked for that. Maybe not everyone is thanked for that. But I think it's important for people to call it out when they see it. And if we had more people calling it out when they saw it, then we would have, I think, less of a problem.
Well, how do we determine something is fake news? Do we only stick to information from, legacy news organizations such as the New York Times, some of the major TV networks, NPR? What does that do to a startup then that might also be doing a good job of reporting?
Well, that puts those startups, I think, at a disadvantage. I'm biased, being a longtime newspaper reporter, that I think the legacies deserve some of the credit and recognition for the work that they do. And maybe that is a way to help combat this, is that we fall back on there and their websites and the social media and the discussions that they provide. I think a lot of people really don't know or understand what journalism is or how it operates or how it is collected. And I think anymore we need to have a more educated news consumer. New consumers, buyer beware, that sort of mentality, where they have to be able to shop and look for the right and the more legitimate sources for news. Now, granted, I know the rising of this and fake news and so forth and opinionated news comes from folks that want to set their own narrative and find news that they agree with, but there has to be, I don't know if it's some self-education or just some self-awareness that our consumers need to have and news consumers need to have about what they're reading and the fact that how this affects their lives and their democracies. And if there's some important news out there and it's not shared and the facts are not confirmed or verified, that how this can affect the democracy and American way of life.
Well, a week ago we discussed a bit about what you talk about to students in college-level classes, but what about should this perhaps be part of civics that are taught at lower grades? Is helping young students, especially in this day and age where, I mean, they're very tech-savvy and they're online all the time, maybe there should be some sort of civics course or at least a week or two of lessons on spotting the difference between real reporting and fake news.
Absolutely. At an earlier age, not just in a journalism class, but definitely a civics class, a computer usage class, an internet usage class. Mm-hmm. I think there needs to be some civic responsibility that we build into our curriculum as soon as the elementary school level.
Yeah, it's just not simple like it used to be. It used to be very easily figured out who was a journalist. You would read the newspaper. It wasn't online. I mean, when I was a kid, we weren't using the internet. And so it was the newspaper. It was the television station. You heard it on the radio. It was very easy to discern who journalists were. Now it's not so easy. But I think a big hint would be if you are always agreeing with some of the things that you're reading, then there might be a problem there. Journalism challenges a lot of notions that people are brought up with or believe. And if you are constantly agreeing with this person who's writing these stories, and wherever you're getting this information, then there's a hint there that there might be a problem. There might be an issue there, because journalism isn't meant to be – we're not meant to be cheerleaders. And if you are seeing something all the time and you're consuming something that is always your belief system, then there might be a problem there. You might be getting something from a fake news source.
When consuming journalism, it's all about – the readers make up their minds, even though they might not agree with the facts, or the reporter even personally agreeing with the facts. The facts are what they are. They need to also understand in educating themselves is that there's no benefit for any journalist trying to infuse opinions or their own imperatives into a story. I mean, that's professional suicide. They need to understand that as they're consuming the news, that these are the facts, whether you like them or not, and you need to make up your own mind about what you think about what this means for the world and society.
But we still have to allow in a free society for people to publish fake news. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have seen articles from The Onion shared as if they're real. Onion is clearly satire, and I think it's still a brilliant publication, but it worries me that I see an Onion article passed around as if it's true. This was a number of years ago. Maybe people are familiar with the name The Onion now, and they know something from that is just satire, but there are other sites popping up.
I think we'll have to, be more educated. We all have to wise up. We all have to use some common sense, I think. I think we all should recognize that anyone who's been on a website and looking for things that are rather amusing or informational, that The Onion has been a longstanding Madison, Wisconsin-based faux newspaper that is for humor and satire and comedy only. And that when we see CNN, that CNN.com is a legitimate news organization that provides truthful, on-the-level news. I think we just have to use a little bit of common sense, too, and some self-education along the way.
Yeah, and by the way, it's okay to question journalists. It's okay
sure.
to question. I mean, because
Absolutely.
Everyone gets it wrong at some point, or gets maybe a half-truth from a source. And people make mistakes, and a good journalist will go back and fix those mistakes. And there are bad journalists, but there are also fake journalists, or people who are just not journalists at all. And you have to be really aware of that. And I wish there was a such thing as a common sense. I tell my students, there is no such thing as common sense. So just eradicate that idea right now. Not everyone thinks like you do. Not everyone in this room thinks the same. We don't come from the same places. So you really have to take that into account. Not only when you're writing a story, you can't assume people know something. There are lots of different things that you have to think about when you're writing to a widespread audience, and you can't assume anything. So the important thing to remember and take away from this is don't assume that this is real. Never assume that whatever you're reading is real. You really need to think about where it's coming from.
Well, I'm being real when I say we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.